So after I've done some serious cutting wood here with the chainsaw, I'm just chilling out here. Built myself a windshield here. Now this is, we are like beginning of January in Italy. It's, you know, can you imagine? What a weather, it's amazing. And this is all forest, you know, you can just, I mean, it belongs to the state, doesn't it? And so I just pick up some wood and sew it all together, yeah. And can you imagine, you know, I was just thinking, you know, chilling out here. I was just thinking, the first person in history, you know, to put on a bicycle chain, to put a razor blade, weld a razor blade on it, you know. Can you imagine what a feeling that must have been? A razor blade on a bicycle chain? Wow, I don't know who did it actually, but I mean, this is sharp, eh? This is really sharp. You can sew, well, I mean, would be the ultimate tool for the Islamic State boys, eh? So I was listening to the radio, all the radios, you know, just hear my earphones and all the radios that they just, all the radio stations, they just talk, talk, talk. If it's not the Pope talking about something, that the homos are so nice boys and all that, which he did actually in the airplane a couple of years back. The Pope Francis, his name is, I think so. Or if there are no commercials, it's going on for 15 minutes in between the song. So I found only one radio station, which is here in the mountains, which is disappearing all the time. So it's called Virgin Radio. They've got a website, virginradio.it. And it's only rock music all the time, 24 hours a day. So I'm really chilling out here. And with some Italian bock beer. Nice. So, yeah. And when they talk all the time and there's no music, you know, I understand it's Italian because it's the only thing they say all the time is Italia, Italia, Italia. It never stops, you know. It's like a repetitive ex effect, you know. Incredible! How can they talk probably about nothing? You know, should go some cut some wood, guys. What a feeling that must have been the first time in history, you know, like awesome, man. Wang. Now let me try it out for you. This will be the ultimate tool for the Islamic State guys, actually. Which is actually, well, of course, I know there is no Islamic State really. It's the Swiss Islamic State. Because the Templars, they were the friends of the Arab aristocracy, and the Templars, they are the, like, not very European, but they came from our part of the world. It's all pharaonic, the European aristocracy. And the Swiss Islamic State is a caliphate with an emir at the top of it. And so, you know, this would be your ultimate tool. And don't forget that the enemy is Swaziland. Oh, what a feeling, eh? What an invention. A bicycle chain with some razors on it. Well, I mean, you have to come up with the idea, eh? I'm sorry to say so, but why is the Islamic or the Swiss Islamic State not using these sort of things, like using a dull blade and all that? Because they haven't really invented the wheel yet, you know. They're so stuck in the Middle Ages. Well, I'm your friend, you know. I meet a lot of nice Muslims who give me food, who take me hitchhiking. So, but I hope, as in between friends, you allow me to talk straight with you guys, eh? And anyway, you know, if you really believe in Allah or in God, you shouldn't cut your dick, right? Because you mutilate the God's creation, really. So, sorry to say so. I mean, I'm still your pal, eh? Muslim dudes.
no problems with you. I'm not like Britain First or Tommy Robinson. I'm not a controlled opposition or anything, but I like to have my freedom of speech, right? To say what's right and what's right. And so it's all, you know, Muslim dudes, the enemy is Switzerland, where all the money goes to, all this, the Arabic dictators, they bring it to Switzerland. So maybe you can pass by and tell them, say them hello. Say hello to the Swizzies. But of course, the Islamic State is octagon of the Knights Templars. So unfortunately, you Muslims are never going to do anything about it. It's all... Well, you know what? Yeah. What an invention, eh? Now, the bad thing that none of your guys, you know, none of your guys has ever read the Quran, you know, as you should. You know, you're all interested in, like, you know, having a nice Mercedes, and you never read the Quran, you know? It says in the Quran, the enemy is the Pharaoh. And I've proven in my video, the Swiss beast, home of the devil, or in French, Enfer Suisse Satanique, or in German, das Schweizer Beast, Basislager des Teufels, that Switzerland is the enemy. Pharaoh, that's Pharaoh's base. And the aristocracy, they are Pharaoh. Pharaoh became the aristocracy, okay? So you have to know that Switzerland is the enemy, you know, they are the enemy, you know. And, yeah. You know, we also had our prophets. The last prophet, actually, was Sina van Rensburg, South African, 100 years ago. He made a lot of incredible prophecies, which actually already, some of them already happened and came true. Asina, that means a seer. My grandma was a seer as well. She told me a lot of things too. And I'd rather not tell you now here. So this is the last prophet. The last prophet, his name is Sina van Rensburg. Check it out. You know? Stop the... check it out. Don't be fatalist. Don't be dogmatic. Swissra baladun jahannami. Switzerland is the base of the devil in Arabic. It almost looks like Afghanistan here, doesn't it? So, and it says in the Quran, you know, you should read it, that Allah's creation is perfect and you shouldn't mutilate it. No circumcision. Americans too, since 1967. You know, you're not real Christians anymore. It's an alliance with the devil. Swissra baladun jahannami. Swissra baladun jahannami. Just ask yourself, where does the money go? You know, some Muslim dictators, you know, they steal from the people. Where does it go, eh? On what bank do they put it? Before they buy the guns and everything in America, you know. But the American people are okay. It's not their problem. They're prisoners in their state as well, just like the Muslims are. Everyone is, you know. And Swissra baladun jahannami. Switzerland is the base of the devil. It is. It's the home of the Knights Templars. They're friends with the Caliph and the Emir and the Caliphate. The Islamic State, and they're all aristocrats, just like the Templar dudes. The Caliph, the Emir, the Sultan, the Vizier, the Sheikh, the Knights Templars, they're all aristocrats, and they all come from Pharaoh, and their base is Switzerland. Swissra baladun jahannami. Swissra baladun jahannami. Wassalamu alaikum. Wa alaykum salam. You know, it's all natural, you know, some natural fermentation of some water, you know, it has been created like this. It's natural. There's nothing wrong with a little pint now and then, a little beer. Don't distill it. That's not natural. This is natural. It's a fermentation. Allah has created the fermentation and it's natural. Just don't overdo it, you know. Don't do like me. Don't overdo.
So, I say goodbye, Ma, to everyone and to my Muslim friends. I say, wassalamu alaikum. I have absolutely no problems with you. I just want to talk straight and say what I think. You know, I'm not a Muslim, I'm not a Jew, I'm not a Christian. And I'd like we all get together and fight the real enemy. The real enemy. You know what I'm talking about, eh? So let's all get together, all peoples, all races, all colors, all religions, and fight Pharaoh.